Another interesting week then in the IPL since we last spoke. Some spectacular performances, a few rain-affected games and everything still to play for. Just give us your overview of the past 7 days of action.
Well, the business end of the tournament is certainly approaching quickly, and as you rightly said, certainly everything to play for. We've just seen perhaps a couple of teams who might be out or maybe not so. I mean, Mumbai are making a bit of a late charge at, back-to-back victories. In fact, three victories in a row. So maybe Kings 11 are out of it. But otherwise, I would say that almost all teams are otherwise looking, to make a late bid. You have Chennai Super Kings and Kolkata Knight Riders locked in the battle for supremacy. Royal Challengers Bangalore looking very good at the moment, both with their bowling and batting. Rajasthan Royals just slagging off a bit, but recovering in the last week a bit. And then Sunrisers Hyderabad, Delhi Daredevils fighting it out in the middle as always. And in the end, like I said, Mumbai Indians making just a bit of a late dash for the finish line.
Let's start at the top of the table, shall we? Chetan Rajasthan Royals are still there, and that's despite a run of five games without a win before their win today. Admittedly, two of those were washouts, so I think they'll be pretty pleased to still be on top and maybe relieved that others haven't been able to take as much advantage as they might have.
Yes, I think the most important factor for them was to win, and they have done that in this past week. They've also garnered a couple of points. Otherwise, so yeah, I think for them the most important thing was to reverse their losing streak, which is very vital in this sort of a tournament. I think we've seen a trend developing in this particular tournament where the Australian players who were very, very pertinently part of the World Cup are perhaps, they're a little bit off color. Someone like James Faulkner or Steve Smith, they're not really trending the chart otherwise that they were, you would expect them to. So that's not just with Rajasthan Royals. It's I think across all teams that the Aussie players are perhaps after a long summer of cricket at home, they're just suffering from a bit of a burnout. Maybe the same for Kiwi players as well. Just a little bit of flavour is going away from the IPL in that particular sense. But otherwise, Rajasthan Royals, like I said, will be very happy that they caught a winning game this week. They got a couple of points from rain. So still at the top, but you look at the points table, Chennai Super Kings with 9-2 games in hand. So if they win both those matches, they're actually at 16 points. So primarily, I would say, the competition for Rajasthan Royals is with KKR and RCB, who are both on 9 points each.
What about Chennai's week, Chetan? I mean, they beat Kolkata at home, a close game, but they lost twice in a row, and that doesn't happen too often. And as you just sort of pointed out, they're still relatively well-placed, aren't they?
They are. I mean, within 12 points from 9 games, they've had a bit of a run-out in the beginnings. They got some victories in the beginning, won 4 matches on the trot. Look at Chennai. There's a peculiar trend about them this season that their top order is not really firing on all cylinders. You have the likes of Dwayne Smith, Brendan McCullum, you have Suresh Raina. Usually two out of these three will go and score big runs, and the rest will chip in, and Chennai would invariably end up getting 160, 180 runs. But this is not the trend this season. It's only one of those three would fire, or maybe neither of those three would fire, and then you have some late-order contributions, and they would get to 150, 160. And it's the bowling and the fielding that's really putting Chennai out of the doldrums this season. And I think it's good to see that they're just not a one-trick pony, that they have other tricks up their sleeve. They have an all-Indian bowling attack, which is very good to see. Ashwin is out, so they can rely on somebody like Pawan Negi, even when Ashish Nehra is not really firing on all cylinders. So the batting is not firing at the moment. And sooner or later, it will fire, and when that happens, they'll be out-and-out favourites to win this title once again. But otherwise, they're not looking that bad either.
And I just want to focus on one incident in particular that befell Chennai during their game against Sunrisers, where there was a slightly unusual run out with Faf du Plessis, the unlucky batsman. For the benefit of any listeners who might not have seen it, Chetan, could you just quickly talk us through what happened?
So, yes, John, a bit of a bizarre run out there for Chennai Super Kings. They were looking good at that time, a partnership building between Faf du Plessis and MS Dhoni. But a bit of a mix-up there, and the ball just hitting the umpire and just not falling too far away from the bowler, and you know the batsman and Faf in fact thought that there might be a run there. Dhoni didn't think that there was a run there, and he just took off. And by the time he was sent back, the bowler, I think it was Ashish Reddy at that time, so he had just picked up the ball and removed the bail. So a bit of a bizarre run out. They were just looking to build a good partnership at that time, but really, I would say that run out really cost them a bit of a momentum. And perhaps was the singular point where Chennai Super Kings lost the match.
Yeah, we had a bizarre stumping last week. This week we've got a bizarre run out, so who knows what we'll be talking about next week on Cricket World Radio on day C, 11:70 a.m. With Rajasthan and Chennai pretty much setting the pace at the top, Chetan, we've then got Royal Challengers Bangalore, Kolkata Knight Riders, Sunrisers, Delhi Devils and Mumbai Indians battling for those playoff spots. Who would you say had the best week out of those?
Well, I would say Royal Challengers Bangalore and Kolkata Knight Riders both looked equally good. I mean, Kolkata Knight Riders, because they went away to Chennai and lost a very, very close game, and then they came back home and they beat Chennai there. Sunrisers Hyderabad also beat Chennai. So whenever you beat Chennai Super Kings, you know that you're having a good week. But I would say Royal Challengers Bangalore, they're really looking like a team on a bit of a high. At the moment, because you look at the likes of Chris Gayle and Virat Kohli and AB de Villiers, not in the best of form, AB de Villiers. Then you have Mitchell Stark leading the bowling attack, but then you have young stalwarts coming in, scoring runs, Sarfaraz Khan, a prime example. So they have suddenly taken off and are looking a very, very excited bunch. And obviously, they are a very talented bunch. Just looking very excited, full of energy. Mind you, they're on 9 points. They have a one game in hand, and tomorrow they play Chennai Super Kings. So a bit of a run there in for Royal Challengers Bangalore. And if they manage to win the game tomorrow, they'll close the gap to Chennai Super Kings at the top and get a little bit away from KKR. So I'm really liking the look of Royal Challengers Bangalore here. Apart from that, Kolkata Knight Riders, like I said, they are thereabouts. I would really be very surprised if they do not end up making the knockouts. I'll be very, very surprised. Otherwise, Sunrisers Hyderabad, Delhi Daredevils, pushing hard equally. I'm not sure how much quality they have. Sunrisers Hyderabad seem to look as if they've sorted out their batting issues with a bit of with Ian Morgan and Moses Enriquez and Ravi Bupara just handling the middle order in between themselves. They have to sacrifice between Trent Bolt and Dale Steyn in order to do that. But they're just about managing it. And Mumbai Indians, how wonderful to see them with this late charge. And they've just about relegated Kings 11 Punjab to a wooden spoon.
What would you say are the key factors in Mumbai's recent improvement? How important has it been for them maybe to get the likes of Lendl Simmons and Mitchell McClenaghan into the side?
Well, I would say that most important factor in their revival, I would say, is that they've got a bit of consistency going about them. It's come through a bit of an injury crisis, sadly, but you look at their team and you have a bit of consistency. You have Simmons and Patel opening. You have Rohit Sharma stalling at number three. You have Unmukh Chand at three or four, and say Kiran Pollard and Ambati Raidu in the late middle order. And then they have a settled bowling lineup. You have Malinga, McClanaghan, and then you have Suchet and Vinay Kumar and Harbhajan Singh doing the rest. So they have a bit of a consistency going, and it's primarily because, funnily enough, like I said, because of injuries to some key players. Aaron Finch has gone out, and you have Corey Anderson sitting out, and you know, you had Aaron Finch, and then you were looking at a bit of a bit of experimentation up top. Rohit Sharma opening, then he's not opening, then Parthiv Patel is opening, then Unmukh Chand is opening, then Lendl Simmons is opening. So a lot of opening combinations. Kiran Pollard. So, and then you had Corey Anderson, and you didn't know really what to do with a big hitter like Corey Anderson and Kiran Pollard, both of them in the same 11. So you would send Corey Anderson up, or you would send him down, and there were no fixed positions. Suddenly you take those two players out, and they have a bit of a crisis where they know that we have only few batsmen, and they have to make do with them. So everybody has a proper batting order. And then you have a select group of five bowlers who need to do the job. And suddenly you have a bit of consistent run going. And I think that's really benefited Mumbai Indians.
And you've been watching Delhi Daredevils again this week. Chetan, your thoughts on how they've been going? I noted in my review earlier that that performance against Kings XI was arguably as good as any performance in terms of how well they won so far in the tournament.
Yeah, I thought they were quite professional in that performance. And, you know, it was a good comeback for Zahir Khan after almost a year. Apart from that, I would say, you know, if a team loses wickets very quickly and then are not able to put up a partnership more often than not, they'll end up with a low score, which was going to happen with Kings XI Punjab. Shreyas Iyer is looking like $1 million at the top of the order. You know, he's really doing well. He's catching all the headlines. He's really the cynosure of all eyes at the moment. Apart from that, again, you know, they are there or thereabouts. They're not really steaming on with their momentum. They win one match, they lose one match. Then they win one match, then they lose one match. So it's a bit of a topsy-turvy curve, and you can just see that they are really struggling as a group to come together and gain a particular momentum and get that momentum getting into a victorious run. What's important right now is that they're not playing any more matches in Delhi. They're going to play their rest of their couple of home games against Chennai, and I think Royal Challengers Bangalore or Kings XI Punjab, Sunrisers Hyderabad and Chennai Super Kings. So they're going to play those two home games in Raipur and not in Delhi. And, you know, basically they're just traveling all the time. So it's a bit of a bit of a situation for them to really unknown conditions. It's not where they hold their training or their camp. They just go and play two matches because their franchisee owner, GMR, are invested in Raipur. So it's a bit of a mixed up situation for the Delhi Daredevils. You know, just at the point when they're really looking for a bit of a momentum in their run, they will have to make do with some away games.
And it's perhaps a dangerous thing to do, but are we sort of suggesting it might be time to write off Kings XI Punjab's playoff chances now?
Absolutely. I think we discussed that last week. I thought we had discussed that, you know, they really need to win either of these two games or maybe both of these two games, on both on Friday and Sunday. And, you know, they've just managed to do the reverse. They've ended up losing both those games. And they just have 4 points from 9 games. A bit of a gap now emerging from the 7th place to the 8th place. 4 points, a lot. And you look at the 4th place team, that's 9 points, KKR, and that's 5-point gap. So, you know, it's T20 cricket, anything is still possible. They have the best of people, best of talent available to them, so they can, and they did it last year, so they can still do it this year as well. But you never know what's going to happen. But at the moment, if I were a betting man, I would say that, you know, Kings XI Punjab are out of the running in this season.
Yeah, I would certainly say the same, Chetan. Let's now talk about some of the individual performances that have caught the eye this week. David Warner and Ajinkya Rahane are battling for the orange cap. They've been pretty good this week. But what about 17-year-old Sarfraz Khan from Bangalore? He really captured the imagination, didn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at Sarfraz Khan and you see over the boy wonder who came good. And, you know, just of his first IPL outing, and he's done... Yeah, he's done wonders. And, you know, like I said, you know, Royal Challengers Bangalore are looking good because of that particular factor where you have the youngsters coming in and gelling well with the likes of Virat Kohli, Chris Gayle, and AB de Villiers. So it was an innings of belligerence. It was an innings of adventurism about it. There's a lot of talk about Sarfraz Khan. So To see him come on to such a big stage. I mean, it's not as big a stage as a World Cup or maybe an international stage, but it's a stage which gives an opportunity to the youngsters, and for him to come and grab it with both hands, I thought that was wonderful to watch. Apart from them, yes, David Warner and Ajinkya Rahane now perhaps jousting for the orange cap. Both of them have been very, very consistent over the past 1 year, over the summer, for Australia and India, respectively. I think it's no wonder that they've carried on their form into the IPL. Perhaps David Warner being the one Australian player who's not been affected by a bit of fatigue from a long summer at home.
And if you had to pick a bowler and a batsman of the week, who would you go for?
That's an interesting question, because there have been quite a few bowlers this past week that have caught the eye. But I would say Pawan Negi is... one of the ones who really stood out for me, because, you know, it's not really easy, because Chennai Super Kings don't really mix and match a lot. They really try to play the same 11 every game. But you know, the one moment where R. Ashwin gets a bit of a niggle and he sits out, and Pawan Negi comes in. He's a left armer. He's a slow bowler, the likes of which Mahendra Singh Dhoni absolutely loves to set fields to, and you know, captain the side when a left arm spinner is bowling. So it's a bit of a pressure situation. I think he's done well. He's kept up the momentum for Chennai. You know, they're using all India attack, all Indian bowlers attack. So he's kept up that momentum. So for me, that was a really good thing to see, that Pawan Negi got his chance for CSK.
And a batsman?
We have really picked out quite a few. Shreyas Iyer, I mentioned, Sarfaraz Khan, Ajinkya Rahane, David Warner. I would say Sarfaraz Khan, as a youngster who's really caught the eye this past week. Like I said, a burst of energy, quite a few eyes on him. He has a bit of a reputation now, so everybody wants him to do well. And he's, like I said, grabbed the opportunity on a big, big stage, made a name for himself. People will be expecting a lot more. Expectations always come hand in hand with success in Indian cricket.
They certainly do. Yeah, I'm with you on that, Chetan. Really making an impact around the world with that particular innings. Finally then, looking to the week ahead, which matches in particular are you most looking forward to as you really do get towards the very serious business end of things now?
Right. Tomorrow itself we have a double header. I mean, we have a double header on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's been a long holiday weekend in India. So double headers on all 4 days. So we have Chennai Super Kings and Royal Challengers Bangalore and Sunrisers Hyderabad and Kolkata Knight Riders facing off on Monday. That's tomorrow. And both of them important matches. Chennai Super Kings already lost 2 games. Royal Challengers Bangalore, they've been on a bit of a run, so they will want to continue that. Chennai Super Kings will want to bounce back. Both of them have points to make up on Rajasthan Royals. Knight Riders, again, you know, bit of an on-off curve for them, so they will also want to do good. They're playing in Kolkata again. Sunrisers Hyderabad, they're just coming off the high of beating Chennai Super Kings, so, you know, they would want to make sure that they get a winning momentum from that. So, very, very interesting matches. Both of them, then we also have Rajasthan Royals and Sunrisers Hyderabad later on, and Delhi Daredevils and Sunrisers Hyderabad later on Saturday. So a lot of games which mean a lot. You know, you would think these are four-pointers and not two-pointers, as the term goes in football, on important occasions or the business end of the Premiership or the tournament, you would want to say. So quite a few interesting games, but I think these four would be my pick.
Great stuff. Yeah, I'm particularly looking forward to that Chennai-Bangalore game, Chetan. But thank you once again for joining us here on Cricket World Radio.